بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, we speak about gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refraining from sins, doing those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person should despair and lose hope, no matter what sin he has plunged into. Person must be protected from shirk. We should never associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is a sin that Allah does not pardon. Of course, if a person is a mushrik, he must bring iman. His tawbah, he must bring iman and believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So other than shirk, all other sins that a person commits, Allah ta'ala forgives. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُّشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. So never lose hope. Always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person can be in the gutters and be a drunk person, a person who has taken alcohol or drugs or has committed zina, whatever it may be. We need to realize that we have two enemies, one is nafs and shaitan. And inshallah tonight we'll discuss a few couplets written by Arif Billah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullahi Ali, whom many of you knew well, and used to come to this masjid regularly. He was our sheikh. His entire life was focused on connecting the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just connecting you to Allah, but to have that very, very strong bond and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person then sacrifices all the pleasures of this world. When he realizes that Allah is my true beloved, Allah is my purpose in life, Allah is my aim, my object, I have to do everything that will please my beloved Allah. I cannot do a single thing and not for a single moment displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is taking care of me so much, providing for me, being so kind. Allah has removed us from difficulties. So how could I now turn away from my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And there are temptations that a person goes through in this world. And in today's time, we have the temptation of casting lustful glances at the opposite sex. Women do this, men do this, people get involved in illicit relationships. And this is something which is the scourge of society, and that is why we are keep on discussing this for ourselves, so we may be protected. Our children may be protected. In the corporate world, we know what goes on. And so easily a person can become attracted. And then his life becomes barbad. His life becomes very sick, a morbid one. There is absolute restlessness, there is bechain in his life. There is never sukoon in his life. There is just lazat, which is arizi, temporary enjoyment he will get. But all the time he's afraid, my wife must not catch me. Or she's afraid, my husband must not catch me. Or the person is worried, my parents must not catch me red-handed. People must not come to know. They're ducking and diving. They're meeting one another, they're courting. And even if they're doing it openly, then too, there is no sukoon in their life. And they will not understand what sukoon is because they are in the azab of sin. How will a person who is not in a room which is air-conditioned and is beautiful, cool air, and outside it is very, very hot, it is boiling, how will he understand what is coolness if he's standing outside? He will never understand what is coolness until he comes into that room where it is cool. And then he'll enjoy and say, oh, I didn't know what this thing was like. There was a person who was involved in the illicit relationship. He was gone crazy over a film actress in Pakistan many years ago. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah mentioned this waqia. And he was gone crazy over her. And all the time it was just this woman in his life, and her name was Firdaus. And Firdaus actually means paradise. And finally he came into contact with Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat at one glance looked at him, looked at his face. And because the person now wanted to become close to him, then quietly Hazrat said, can I tell you what's your problem? He said, yes, do. He said, you are caught in an illicit relationship. This man got a shock of his life. He said, Hazrat, you got kash? He said, there's no kash for anything. I can see it dripping from your eyes. I can see restlessness in your heart. And the person then gave his hand, he took bayat, and then he went through the mujahada. Hazrat put him onto dhikrullah, and going against his nafs. And after a period of time, he comes and he said, Hazrat, I did not know what was sukoon in my life. It was always adab ilahi, punishment from Allah Ta'ala that I was getting. I could never enjoy the sukoon I'm getting now after taking the name of Allah, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat said, Naam tha Firdos unka. Her name was Firdos. Lekin, but she was actually Dozakh. Lekin wo Dozakh thi. Dozakh means Jahannam. In other words, the name was Firdos, but because he was caught in this relationship with her, she couldn't have been paradise for him. That love which is haram can never bring sukoon to any person's life. Remember this. A lesson for me, for all of us. It can never bring sukoon. It will only bring pareshani, restlessness, becheni, anxiety, problems after problems after problems. And all we have to do is pick up the courage, make that mujahada, make that genuine attempt, stay away from all those things that will lead us to that. How often a person was caught in an illicit relationship, man said, okay, right, enough is enough. But still he hasn't erased and deleted her number, her name from his phone. Every now and then, the temptation comes, it pops up again, perhaps her WhatsApp status, and then he's tempted again to make a call, send a message. Therefore, we have to delete it completely from our hearts. Initially, it is difficult. But when a person is dedicated, he is firm on this, he has azam in his life, he's determined, he has himmat and courage, then it becomes easy. So as I recited this poem, Nafs dushman hai. Dushman ko nashad kar. The nafs that we have, this ego, the soul, the evil temptations, the evil soul, the evil nafs. This is our enemy. Displease this nafs of ours. Do not become a ghulam, a slave of this nafs. Do not bow down to this nafs. Do not do those things that will please your nafs. Go against your nafs. Annihilate your egos, your desires, your carnal desires, the evil temptation, the evil desires. And he gives hope to every person. And the person who's now so steeped into sin, Hazrat addresses every person. He says, apne malik se uth karke faryad kar. That rise and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is malik. He's the controller of every single thing, the entire universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, angels, jinnats, human beings, animals, plants, insects, fish in the sea, the rivers, the water, the mountains, the trees, everything is in the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is supreme. Nothing can function without His command. He may give us ownership of things. If somebody owns a car or a shop, whatever it is. So we are malik temporarily. Still He is the sole owner. He has still full control over us. So wake up, rise and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faryad kar. Beg from Allah. Plead to Allah. Cry to Allah. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. This heart has to be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is empty. We're going to fill it with the real love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to remove from it the evil temptations we have. That Layla which is in the heart. That Firdos may be in the heart. Whoever may be in that heart. Remove that completely. And make it abad. Inhabit it with the love of Allah. The marifat of Allah. So dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. In one poem, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, that kya kahu? What should I say? How should I express myself? Qurbi sajde ka alam. That world that I'm enjoying, when I mean sajda, as though the zameen, the earth, the ground, has become asman for me, the sky. As though I'm in the sky and making sajda. Kya kahu qurb sajde ka alam. Ye zameen jaise hai aasma mein. As though this earth has not gone to the sky. And he's feeling that qurb, that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith says, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُلُ عَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest position any person is in salah or into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he is in sajda. He is malik, we are slaves, we are the abd. And the abd is putting his peshani, his forehead on the ground, rabid before Allah, Rabbul Izzat, crying to Allah, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Oh, he's saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. He's glorifying, he's praising his Allah. He's begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, Ruh ku noor taqwa se tu shahad kar. This ruh, the soul that we have, fill in it taqwa. That is to do all those things that Allah has commanded us and refrain from those things that Allah has prohibited us from. And this is how we're going to please this soul of ours. With taqwa. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. We are not going to please our nafs. It is our enemy. Dil ko noor khuda se tu abad kar. And again, with the light, the effulgence, the noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to make this heart abad. We're going to fill it. It is empty. It needs to be filled with the nourishment of dhikrullah. Tilawat of Quran, istighfar, tawbah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Hadid, after Allah ta'ala speaks about, has not the time dawned upon the people that they should stand up and the believers should now humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعْ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَّلَ مِنْ الْحَقِّ. They should now become subservient and become humble towards the dhikr of Allah and the Quran that Allah has sent. And they should not be like those people of the past who were Yahud and Nasara, who were given kitabs, but then there was a cessation period, a long interval. After one Nabi, the next Nabi came after a very long period. Several years went past, and in that interim, their hearts became hard. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Many became transgressors. And Allah Ta'ala then says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life to a dead earth, a dead ground. How? With refreshing rain that comes, that is showered. Refresh the rains that comes down, it brings life to that soil and causes crops to grow again. Like that, the heart which has become dead. Why? Because it was heedless, became ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the noor of dhikr, it become, makes the heart alive again. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example given in the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. of a person who makes the dhikr of Allah and one who does not make the dhikr of Allah is like a living and a dead person. A man who does not make the dhikr of Allah is ghafil, totally oblivious. The entire day went past, night went past, he never took the name of Allah even once. Let alone taking it with pyar and muhabbat and dhyan and concentration. So dil ko noor-e khuda se tu abad kar aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. This is the main thing. That the khwahisha, the temptations of sin, she's pulling me towards her, he's pulling me towards him, towards myself. So whether it's a boy, girl, relationship, whatever it is, oh Allah forgive us, today we have even gays. Allah protect us from all these sins. Oh, whether it is some haram deal, whether it is anger, pride, jealousy, all these spiritual maladies that we have, the temptations taking us towards that. I'm sitting all alone, there's nobody watching me, let me take my phone, let me go into some site and enjoy myself. Again, temporary lazzat only. Daimi zillat, there'll be perpetual humiliation and disgrace and misery for that person. So again, Hazrat says, gunahu ki khaish ko barbaad kar. Barbaad means to destroy those temptations of sins. Hamse is zubaku tu hammad kar. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this tongue of yours. Such that the tongue becomes a praise of Allah ta'ala in abundance. Hammad. Mubalagha. That is why Rasul said, let your tongue become moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's driving in his car, Allah, Allah. He's alone, he's saying, Allah, Allah. He's enjoying taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sar ko chokat pe unku, unki tu sajjad kar. Put your head again on the chokat of Allah ta'ala. In other words, the house of Allah ta'ala. You are in salat. Put your head now on the doorstep of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Make this sar, the head we have, one that is prostrating before Allah in abundance. Qalbu jaku to is dar pe abad kar, or sukuni dilo jaku khallad kar. This heart we have, this jaan that we have, this life. At the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it a worship of Allah. Not necessarily we have to be in front of Baytullah, but of course a person is going for Hajj Umrah, and before the Baytullah, he gets a different feeling. Because he can see the house of Allah, and he now wants to really make the ibadat of Allah. So even though we are far away, we're in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mothers and sisters at home, on the musalla, you have rolled out your musalla. Now make that heart of yours one that is going to be supplicating to Allah, making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and get the perpetual sukoon in your heart, serenity, peace of mind, tranquility. That is what we all are looking for. Apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar. Again, as it says in the end, that, oh akhtar, the khushiyon that you have, the pleasures, the things that you are all excited about, talking about the worldly pleasures, destroy these worldly pleasures. Apne Rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. Full again this heart. Inhabit this heart with the pleasures of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala comes into our heart, wo shahid do jaha jis dil mein aaye, mazid dono jaha se bar ke paaye. When the king of kings, when the king of both the worlds, the creator of both the worlds, Allah comes into our heart, the enjoyment we get is far beyond both the worlds. And these Ahlullah, these people, when they mention these couplets, they're not just for like some songs or some nazam and we just hear and we just take some type of delight. No. The message is so clear. And Hazrat, you say, may jahan bhi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu, wherever I may be, whichever atmosphere, environment I may be, whether I'm in the earth, whether I'm flying in the aeroplane, whether I'm on the ship, whether I'm on land, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. That is my concern, that my taqwa must be safe and sound. I must not lose my taqwa. Just because of one woman, I lost my entire taqwa. Just because of one man, I lost my entire taqwa. Just because of one deal, haram deal, I want to get a few more extra rands or dollars. And I actually sold my taqwa. No, it must be salamat all the time. We'll just say a few of these couplets. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Rooh noore taqwa se tu shaad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Rooh noore taqwa se tu shaad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chokat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Qalb ja ko tu is dar pe abad kar, aur sukoon e dilo ja ko khallad kar. Ham se is zuba ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chokat pe unki tu sajjad kar. apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar apne rab ki khushi se dil abaad kar apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar apne rab ki khushi se dil abaad kar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand and make amal on these beautiful words that our mashayikh, they left behind this legacy. They cried and cried. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi used to sometimes pour his heart out and he said, if only my satis, my friends, if they only understood this pain that I have in my heart, that become lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you become a lover of Allah ta'ala, then all the other pleasures of this world become hech. Hech means zero, naught. A man doesn't have any more enjoyment in those worldly pleasures. Of course, wife, children, etc. They are the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to show them love. That is no problem. But we're talking about the love of haram pleasures. All those haram pleasures come to zero. And of course, all of other mashayikh, we've seen Hazrat Thani Ramatullah, Hazrat Masihullah Ramatullah, Hazrat Faji, Farooq Sahib Ramatullah Ali, all of them, the main focus was what? To connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa afiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love and muhabbat and ishq. You are taking the name of your beloved Allah. La to all those deities in the world that are not worthy of being worshipped at all. They are hates, they are not, they are zero. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is one. We have tawheed, the marifat of Allah. We sing La to all those haram pleasures we have. And all those spiritual melodies. Illallah, except the marifat of Allah, the nur of Allah, the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah يا الله نفس and شيطان our enemy my Allah But my Allah, we have become slaves of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Our heart, my Allah, has been filled with the love of haram pleasures, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for sincere tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, with the barakah of the zikr we made, we took your blessed name, your mubarak name. Wash away all these pleasures from our heart. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your noor and marifat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, hum toba karte hai, Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, far too long in our lives, my Allah, we just continued sinning and disobeying you, my Allah. Ya Allah, now we have realized, my Allah, that we cannot continue anymore like this, my Allah. Ya Allah, the lives of your friends, the abrar, the muttaqeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have such beautiful lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we wish we had that beautiful, that serenity and tranquility that they enjoy in their hearts. By making our dhikr and having that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, our hearts have become heavy, blackened and dark, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbat and nasuha. Ya Allah, lighten our burden, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of turning again to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, not going away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, no matter what sin the person may have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, he or she has raised a hand now, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are sincere in their heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not expose any person, by Allah. Give us that chance again, by Allah. And give us that himmat, by Allah, to make amends, by Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, you love to forgive, by Allah. Ya Allah, make us have, only be pleased with your khushi, ya Allah. Not the khushi and the pleasures of our nafs and dunya, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. We are asking you for complete forgiveness. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna. Wa ma asrarna wa ma alanna. Anta al-muqaddimu, anta al-muakhiru. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, give us your true muhabbat and your ishq. The ishq of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we did not know what is having love for you, my Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True love for you and true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ibadat has just become ritual, my Allah. We take your name also not with ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, but for dunya we'll take the person's name who we love, ya Allah, with pride and muhabbat, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, how weak we have become, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that muhabbat, my Allah. That bond and love for you, my Allah. And ya Allah, you love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, there's so many youngsters, ya Allah, who have come and said we want to be connected to Allah. Show us the way to the love of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eh, Maliki Kareem, you guide all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age, they do not want to fulfill the haram pleasures, my Allah. They want to have a proper nikah, which is according to sharia, my Allah. Find them right partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable partners. Give them a life of happiness, my Allah. And bliss and afiyat, and give them pious offspring, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, give us halal and tayyib rozi. Give us plentiful, my Allah. So that we can look after the needy, the poor, and spend our monies, ya Allah, in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us go towards riba and interest, my Allah. Do not make us go towards haram deals, my Allah. No matter what the temptation is, my Allah, eh, Malik Kareem, we have leave this dunya empty-handed. Then we'll have to stand before you, my Allah. No currency can assist us in the hereafter. Ya Allah, then we have to lower our heads in front of you. When you will question us, where did we get this wealth from? How did we acquire it? How did we spend it, my Allah? If haram is coming to our system, ya Allah, you remove it, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage only to eat halal, only to look for halal, only to earn halal, and make us spend our money in halal ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, ya Allah. Grant them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Ya Allah, some in hospitals, ya Allah, some at home, my Allah. Some have got cancer, my Allah, at a very late stage, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, doctors have lost hope, but my Allah, we do not lose hope in you, my Allah. You are Shafi. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hand. Grant each person who is sick complete shifa. Ya Allah, and all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, so many people have lost their children, my Allah. So hard it is for that mother to see, ya Allah, her children passing away in her lifetime. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, grant them sabri jameel and give them marhumin jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, oh brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah. Oh masoom children, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, what they are going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well away, my Allah. You are seeing, you are basir, you are hakeem, my Allah. Everything is in your control, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know that you will give them high ranks in the hereafter, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have made so much of sabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have promised ba'd al-usri yusra. After difficulty comes ease. Ya Allah, now you give them that ease, my Allah. We know our du'as are kamzor and weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel so helpless, my Allah. But my Allah, we are turning only to you, my Allah. The zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have oppressed them so much, my Allah. Masoom children, they have bombed and killed, my Allah. Ya Allah, with no pain in their hearts, my Allah. They take pleasure in doing that, my Allah. There is no word to describe the inhumane acts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not going to bother about them now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can curse them, but ya Allah, it makes no difference to them. Eh, Malik Kareem, we are begging only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Malik, my Allah. Dunya is yours, akhirat is yours. Our lives are in your hands, my Allah. To some person, sincere ameen now, my Allah. Some masoom child, some elderly, ya Allah, brother or sister, my Allah. Hey, Malik, ya Kareem, ya Allah, give our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza, my Allah, complete afiyat. Give them victory now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them happiness and ease now, my Allah. Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah.
اے اللہ تو رحم کا معاملہ فرما. Wherever یا اللہ جو امت اس پریشان پریشانی دور فرما. یا اللہ give us موت ایمان موت المدینہ شریف. یا اللہ give us بریل جنت البقیع. Allah grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah, the Houthi Kothar water from his Mubarak hands. Allah make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitnah, especially the fitnahs of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, our children, my Allah, our grandchildren, our wives, our family members. Ya Allah, protect our friends and relatives, my Allah, our musallis of our masjid, ya Allah, our students, my Allah, and all those who have congregated here, my Allah. Ya Allah, they make sacrifices and they come for this majlis, my Allah. Ya Allah, this majlis is the kamzor one, my Allah. But we are taking your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying, my Allah, to become your lovers, my Allah. Grant us your muhabbat. Show us sirat-e-mustaqim. Keep us on sirat-e-mustaqim. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, and make it be beneficial for the entire world, my Allah. Make it go far and wide solely for your pleasure, my Allah. Make it become a means of our najat in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, each person has raised his hand, her hand. Ya Qadhi al-hajat, ya Dafi al-baliyat, ya Hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك. الله make our children and our grandchildren become the coolness of wise, make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين. Allah, all those requested duas, ya Allah, far and wide, my Allah, answer their jaiz murad also. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin sab ki dua qabul farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.